Blog Talk Radio.
I got you looking. Ha, ha, I got you looking. On me, like I'm an incomplete pyramid. Cause my swag is on top. Yeah, I know y'all noticed it. So far from limited. Platinum without a hit. My trip on that ride. That whole fin slip. Acting like you on my team. When you the lion shit. Your fake game is weak. Hater, you need to quit. I work hard for what I got. And so deserving it. The best is in my future. Now that's a perfect fit. My swag balling. Rhyme swishing. Like a chef, my verse is cooking. When I thrust, the bed shooking. It's my fault, now she hooking. Her snatch is wet, while she tookin'. Stuck on stoop, like she from Brooklyn. I'm the best, y'all still rookin'. Call my agent. For the bookies, yeah.
Matt Franco, aka Big Stack. I relax your mind and let your body reach climax. And even YouTube says I got J-Lo wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MSFP does that pussy right. It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like Hot Fire Part 2. It's Primo and the MSFP crew. Yeah. And all the chicks say they want it through, hit me, and skip the two. So now girl, you know what to do. And now girl, you know what to do.
Ooh, yeah, hey, it's super beat up on this track. To be up in the club, kick that fat ass. You know what they want, to smack that ass. So give it to one, I'll bounce right there. I'll give you less experience. Never go past the VIP section. Oh, baby, wait in the back. I'll make it come so hot. You like, ooh, yeah. Dance, skipper. You real fast. Dance, skipper. You real fast.
Be easy. We got him on this one.
What up, y'all? It's Matt Big Stats Frankel, and you're listening to the show that's got him looking. That's right. You're tuned in to Big Stats Final Hour, and I'm your host, Matt Big Stats Frankel, and that was Got Him Looking by my group, the MSFB group. We got a great show for you today. We're going to be talking with Jimmy McDonald about his unique approach to songwriting and these pop rock joints that he's got. So sit right tight. We're going to get him on the phone with us. But first, here's Justin Bieber with Boyfriend.
If I was your boyfriend, I'd never let you go. I could take you places you ain't never been before. Baby, take a chance so you'll never ever know. I got money in my hands that I really like to blow. Swipe on you. Tell them by the fire while we eatin' fondue. I don't know about me, but I know about you. So say hello to Posado in 3, 2, swipe.
I'd like to be everything you want. Hey, girl. Let me talk to you.
If I was your boyfriend, never let you go. Keep you on my arm, girl. You'd never be alone. I could be a gentleman, anything you want. If I was your boyfriend, never let you go.
Yeah, tell me what you don't. I could be a Buzz Light, yeah, fly across the globe. I don't ever wanna fight, yeah, you already know. I'ma make you shine bright like you're laying in the snow. But girlfriend, girlfriend, you could be my girlfriend. You could be my girlfriend into the upper world, yeah. Make you dance to a spin and a twirl. And voice going crazy on the hook like a whirlwind, swaggy.
I'd like to be everything you want. Hey, girl, let me talk to you.
If I was your boyfriend, never let you go. Keep you on my arm, girl. You never be alone.
give me a chance. You're all I need, yeah. Spend a week with your boy, I've been calling you my girlfriend. If I was a man,
if I was no man,
I'd never see you, girl. I just wanna love and treat you well.
You're just sounding a little muddy over the phone. I'm sorry, man. The song Stay, yeah, man. That's, God, I wrote that a long time ago. I wrote that back in college. I knew a girl who I was friends with, and she was going through a pretty rocky time with some guy she kind of wanted to date, but he wasn't really into her. And she was like, can you write him a letter for me? And I was like, I'll do you one better. I'll write you a song. So that day, I wrote the tune and recorded it and sent it off to her. And as far as I know, nothing ever happened with her and the guy, unfortunately. But we tried. We gave it hell.
All right. Well, here's that song. Okay.
Friendship aside, if I'm patient, I lie. I'm forcing the issue. I'm sick cause I need you. What good would it do to stay home just to miss me? I'm reading your mind. You're dying to kiss me. So listen to whatever songs keep you safe. You and I both know the reasons you came. To be one good excuse from lovers away. This room's feeling empty, I'm lonely tonight. Staying here waiting just doesn't seem right. When I know it's the same, not stuck in your chest. Well, I know this game and I'll run with the best. So listen to whatever you need to feel right. I've got this feeling, I see you tonight, yeah. We're just one good excuse from lovers away. One accident from making you stay, 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 stay right here. Just stay with me tonight.
God is listening to me. The hours glow and hours set till my fingers to sleep. And I don't know by the taste in my mouth that I've won.
Jimmy McDonald with Jay. Now tell me, how has your environment in, affected the type of music that you write?
Yeah, big fat. Can you say that one more time, man? You're coming through really, really fuzzy.
I was saying, how has your environment affected the music that you write?
Oh man, I don't know if it's so much environment. That's a really cool question, though. Yeah, I don't know if it's so much environment more than just kind of growing up. You know, I started writing music when I was like 17 years old, and I saved all my old notebooks and everything, and I look back on them sometimes, and it's like, you know, you get those chills at what an idiot I was back when I was writing that stuff. And I don't think it's so much environment as much as it is just age and what you learn along the way that makes you a better writer and that brings out different writing styles, you know what I mean?
Definitely. I know from my own experiences, because I'm a musician as well, that, you know, as you grow, some of the songs get better, but sometimes you're just pouring yourself out there with your pen and paper, and you wind up writing something that looks more like a novel than a song.
I know exactly what you're saying, man. I've got about 7 half-baked novel ideas on my computer from going through those exact steps. I think if you're a writer, you're a writer. You know, you're gonna either write music, or if you get sidetracked something else, you might end up writing. You know, you might end up writing a TV show someday. You never know. So you just got to keep writing and see what happens.
Right. Tell us. Do you have? Where can your fans find you online?
They can find me a couple different places. If you live in the Stone Age, you can find me on MySpace. There's still a page floating around there. I'm also
on
Reverb
Nation.
Yeah, man. Every now and then I go in and I check it just for fun to see who's written me emails, and it's all spam. MySpace is like a giant graveyard now. But it's still there. You can still get some old music there. Outside of MySpace, Rich, please don't go to MySpace. You can check out my music at ReverbNation.com/JayMcDonald. That's probably where it's the most up-to-date, where I'm putting up new tracks when I finish them so people can hear them. I also have a Facebook page, which is Facebook.com/JayMcDonaldMusic. And I also have my first record available on iTunes. If you just search my name, you can find it there. The record's called Ready Now, and I'm working on the second album right now, so that'll be up there as well when it's finished.
All right. How about YouTube? Do you have anything? Do you have a YouTube page, any videos or anything?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I do have a YouTube page. Off the top of my head, I'm not quite sure what the URL is, because it's something strange. It's like youtube.com/JimmyMcDonald01, I think, because Jimmy McDonald already swooped in and stole it from me before I could get it. But I do make YouTube videos. You know, as I have time, I'll put them up. So if I have a couple months where there's not a whole lot going on, I'm putting up a new video every week, which will be either, you know, a video blog style video, or even a music video that I just filmed by myself, or a live song that I perform, just all sorts of different stuff to keep me busy and creative.
All right. So tell us the story behind this song, Kiss and Tell.
Well, yeah, Kiss and Tell. So a handful of years ago, I was just getting started trying my hand at stand-up comedy, and I thought it would be really cool to bring my guitar up on stage since that's something I was already comfortable with. I thought that would be a nice segue into doing stand-up. And I sat down one day, and I didn't have any comedy songs, and I started trying to write one. And what I ended up getting was this song called Kiss and Tell, which the comedy version is very different, but it's actually about just being with a girl in the backseat of a car. And the comedy version is way more X-rated than this. The one you're hearing is pretty PG-13.
Well, seeing that this is an uncensored internet radio, we would love to hear the uncensored version next time you're here as well. But for now,
that is a promise.
Here's the PG-13 version of Kiss and Tell.
Awesome.
Now it's Jimmy McDonald with Kiss and Tell.
Yeah. All
right. So who are your inspirations, would you say?
Oh, such a huge long list, man. When I first started playing music, it was all about electric guitar and the blues, really. you know, the big names I'm thinking of right now are Stevie Ray Vaughan, Eric Clapton, Buddy Guy, you know, guys like that. I was really into blues music, and outside of that, I got really into the Eagles at a young age, and they're my favorite band of all time. And getting into the more contemporary stuff, I like, just like everybody else, you know, I like everything I hear, or I try to anyway, try to be open-minded about things. But a lot of the music I get into now is a little bit heavier. You know, I like bands like Taking Back Sunday and The Used. I think they're just awesome, awesome bands. And I know my music doesn't really fit in that genre, and it doesn't sound like that, but there's definitely some influence there.
Which leads me to my next question. Who in the industry, you know, that's pretty popular right now, would some of your fans be surprised to know that you listen to?
Taylor Swift, maybe? I don't know if that would be surprising, but I'm a huge Taylor Swift fan. I think she is an unbelievable songwriter, and some of it might be kind of bubblegum, but every now and then a piece of bubblegum is pretty good, I think.
Definitely. Definitely. All right. We're going to toss it to this song called by an artist by the name of Tierra Mora. The song's called Almost There. It features a rapper by the name of Crown. And I hope you guys enjoy this. The song can be found on my parent website, msfpinc.com. That's msfpinc.com. And it is executive produced by yours truly. So here it goes. This is Almost There.
Get close and look in your eyes. What a surprise. I'm glad you live. God right here. Yeah, it's a brand new year, and I'ma see you in the clear. My karma's gone, you got me so strong, and I'm rolling on. And you heard it from the crown, the only, and I'm no longer lonely.
Almost There by Tierra Mora featuring Crown. And if you're just joining us, we're talking to Jimmy McDonald.
Hi.
Hi. So,
hey.
As a reminder, just let our listeners know if they're trying to find look you up online, where they can find you, Twitter, Facebook, and all that.
Yeah, absolutely. Facebook.com/JimmyMcDonaldMusic. You can find me there. I'm also on Twitter @JimmyMcDonald and ReverbNation.com/JimmyMcDonald. Those are the best places to find me. And if you still can't find me there, just Google me, and I promise I'll show up somewhere on that first page.
Now, do you remember when it was that you wrote your first song?
When I wrote my first song, absolutely, yeah. Well, it's not that interesting a story. I wish it was. I always wanted to write music once I got into playing guitar, but I never really tried it until I got to be a senior in high school. And I actually took a songwriting class that was offered at my high school, and that was where I wrote my first song. It was me and the music teacher sitting down, and she gave me an assignment, and I went home and I wrote it. The first song I wrote on my own was, you know, probably a couple months after that when I realized it really wasn't that daunting of a task. And I started a band, and our band got together, and I wrote a couple tunes with them. And we were just a really bad jam band, but it was still fun to write. I wish I had a better story for you. That's all I got.
And are you current? Do you have any shows that you're currently have coming up?
Not really. I don't have anything booked at the moment. I play every now and then. I'll just do pop-ins at, you know, bars and clubs locally, but I don't have any road gigs or anything like that on the calendar yet.
All right. Well, tell us the story behind Love Is Real.
Yeah, Love Is Real. That was, I'm just going to go full honesty here with you. I was dating a girl for probably like 6 or 7 months, which when you're 18 years old, that's practically half your life. You think you're going to spend the rest of your life with that person. And she dumped me at a party at her house in the driveway And she was just like, I don't think I want to do this anymore. And I didn't know what to do. So I left. I got in my car, and I was driving home. And I had to pull over on the side of the road in this, like, crazy moment of teenage angst slash heartbreak slash craziness. What the hell just happened to me? And I wrote the first couple verses for that song on a napkin I had in my car. It's so cliche. But when I got home, I went down into my makeshift recording studio. I grabbed my guitar, and I just played, and I wrote for probably 4 or 5 hours. And somewhere in my stack of notebooks, there are 12 to 15 pages of unused verses for that song. It is the most overwritten song that I have. But it was just fresh, and as a songwriter at the time, I just knew I have to write this right now. And out came the song while we do it.
All right, so here it is. This is Love Is Real.
Me crying. When you're drunk, I'm funny. Almost sorry. Someday you smile so bright. When I'm out of sight, take your picture, send in my wishing. Have to tell you, maybe love is real. Maybe you were right. Let my picture be your lullaby tonight. Got your number on my skin, and Sharpie, it's such a sin. You're pretty when you lie. I found your lip gloss and perfume. Threw them out so I don't have to think about you. Had to tell you, maybe love is real. Maybe you were right. And this is what I get for being strong. Maybe love is real. Maybe I'll get lucky. Maybe you'll think of me. Come back home.
McDonald's, and
yeah.
We got him on the line with us right now.
So big stats. This is kind of crazy right here. I don't mean to cut you off, but that song "Love Is Real." I worked with a producer who is also a friend of mine on that song, a guy named Frank, and I haven't spoken to him in probably, I don't know, about a year or so. And as the song was playing during that break, I just got an email from him. So it's kind of creepy and awesome at the same time. I just wrote back the guy who produced that song that you just listened to.
Yeah, that is an interesting story.
Right?
We're actually doing a compilation album, and I would love to talk to you maybe later on after the show about seeing if you're interested in contributing some of these songs to our compilation album. It's a mixed compilation album. There's gonna people doing R&B, people doing rock, people doing hip-hop. It's really going to be an interesting compilation. We're trying to release it. This is our third station compilation album, and we're trying to release it later this summer. So we'd also like to talk to you about joining us for that. We really enjoyed having you.
It was great being here, man. I appreciate you reaching out, and this was awesome. Anytime you want to have me back on, just throw a phone call over here to the East Coast.
All right. Well, it was nice talking to you, and I'll talk to you more later.
All right, sounds great, Big Staff. Thanks again, man.
All right. And we're getting ready to close out the show. But first, I'm going to hit you with a little bit of a throwback joint. This is Michael Jackson with Man in the Mirror.
Gonna make a change for once in my life. Gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference, gonna make it right. As I turned up the collar bone, my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them?
That was Michael Jackson with Man in the Mirror. All right, we're coming to the end of our show. Remember, you can check out past and present episodes of Big Stats Idle Hour at BigStatsIdleHour.com or by going to my website, MSFTInc.com. That's MSFTInc.com, where you can check out past and present episodes of Big Stats Idle Hour, find out about the MSFP studios and the MSFP label. Hear music by my group, the MSFP crew, as well as music that I've produced. See all the projects that I'm involved with. Check out our merchandise store. And while you're there, at MSFPInc.com. That's MSFPINC.com. Make sure to scroll to the bottom and help out and press our little yellow donate button. We're starting a foundation, and you too, the listeners, can be part of creating this foundation. This foundation benefits special needs children through music education. So reach to your heart, give these kids a voice, give them the gift of song, and we'll see you next time on Big Sad Saddle Hour. We're going to leave you with Kanye West with Good Life, and we'd like to also thank our special guest today, Jimmy McDonald. All right, here we go. Here's Kanye West with Good Life.
Like we always do with this time, I go for mine, I get the shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
Say the best things in life are free. The good life, it feels like Atlanta, it feels like LA, it feels like Miami, it feels like NY. Summertime style. So I roll the good, y'all pop the trunk, I pop the hood, Ferrari. And she got the good, and she got that ass, I got the hood. Got to be, cause I'm seasoned. Haters give me the stop, she looks loud. If you told me, don't hit it, put the style up. And if they hate, I better hate them. Watch the money pile up. It's like, I go for mine, I got the shine. Girls who ain't on TV, cause they got more
ass than the models.
The good life, to keep it coming with the bottles, to keep feel cool, let the rhymes out of hollow. The good life, it feel like Houston, it feel like Philly, it feel like DC, it feel like DA, or the Bay, or yay. Hey, this is the good life. Homie, tell me what's good. Why I only got a problem when you in the hood?
Welcome to the good life.
The only thing I wish
you could do.
Snakes on a plane. Whether you broke or rich, you gotta get this. Having money's not everything, that having it is. I was surging on trips, but when I get my car back activated, I'm back to Vegas. All
always had a passion for flashing. Before I had it, I closed my eyes and imagined a good life.
Better than the life I lived when I thought that I was gonna go crazy. And now my grandmama ain't the only girl calling me baby.
You're tuned into Big Star Time Live, where all music lives, free and uncensored.
Hi, and we'll catch you next time here on Big Star Time Live, where all music does live, free and uncensored. Peace.